Your health is affected by so many things: genetics, lifestyle choices, access to medical care, and more. To understand that more completely, consider a few statistics. How much of your health do you think is determined by the doctors and hospitals you visit when you're sick? Get this, only 10%. That's right, just 10%. 20% of your health is derived from your genetic makeup, your predisposal towards certain diseases, as determined by your parents' genes. Another 20% is influenced by your environment, lack of clean water and clean air, for example. But here's the kicker. Half of your health, a full 50%, is influenced by your behavior, whether you smoke, drink alcohol, exercise, and other choices that only you make. Those are telling numbers by themselves, but there's one more to think about. Medicare, the federal program that covers Americans over age 65, spends 85% of its dollars taking care of only 25% of its enrollees. Anything here seem lopsided to you? The majority of healthcare spending is for a fraction of the people. For years, healthcare leaders and policymakers have been working to reverse this trend, to find ways to encourage better lifestyle choices. Take, for example, smoking, where policy decisions in Maryland have led to higher costs per pack and lighting up is prohibited in public restaurants. Maryland's adult smoking rate is now 19%, the 11th lowest in the nation. What does this have to do with hospitals? Well, it's the job of hospitals to help you stay healthy, not just treat you when you're sick. The good news is that the most important factors in keeping you healthy, a full 50%, are things you can control, what you put into your body and how you treat your body. Put another way, if you put your car through a demolition derby, you can't expect your local mechanic to make it like new. And if you put your body through a course of fried food, inactivity, and smoking, you can't expect your doctor or hospital to restore your health. Maryland's hospitals are working harder than ever to focus on areas where we can have the greatest impact on keeping you healthy, to help you avoid those demolition derbies. But we need your help. Only you can take charge of that half of your health. Only you can become an active member of your own care delivery team, partnering with your doctor and keeping yourself well. So join us. Make a difference. Your behaviors are half the battle. I'm Carmela Coyle, President and CEO of the Maryland Hospital Association for WYPR, your NPR news station.